What the fuck is that?
It's supposed to see a seagull.
I thought it was somebody like it was a seagull playing the flute.
Oh, sad.
I really think you're going to have to fade this one out, Dan.
No, it will. It will have already stopped by now.
Yes.
But that's okay, because we always just do the extra few minutes to record.
Anyway, yeah. Are we... you want to do another round?
Jump right into the next game? Because, I mean, we already have the pre-show conversation, so we'll have a bonus thing for that, too, already.
Yeah. Oh, so do you want to do the Leonard Maltin game again, or...
Yeah.
Or not?
Oh. No, I do. Okay. It's just that we don't have to worry about taping too much of a post-show conversation like we've done in the past, because we have a pre-one.
Yeah.
Yeah, our pre-show conversation was pretty bitchin'.
We're going to do one more round first, but I'd definitely be down for that.
I had no idea, by the way, that there was a $2 theater in Hopkins. Dudes.
Really?
Yeah. No, I've been missing out for years.
Yeah, Riverside is also really cheap.
Where's that?
St. Paul, right?
I think it's still in Minneapolis, but it's like...
What am I thinking of?
It's down by like Cedar and Riverside.
Man.
I think. I've only been there a couple times, but it was really...
I'm so bummed that I didn't know that.
Let's go see Captain America. I still haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Still haven't seen it.
Ooh, take me, take me. You've seen it 4 times?
Well, that sounds right.
Yeah. I still haven't paid to go see it.
We will go.
So do you like it?
Yeah, I really like it.
It's kind of his thing.
It's true.
Oh, my goodness.
You have a degree in Captain America?
Yes.
So
let's Len Maltin again.
Yeah. Joel, you had Little Shop, right?
Yes, he guessed it. Can I pick a category?
What?
It depends on
the last one I picked was Halloween.
But you also told him to name it.
No, I told Adam. Or no, Adam told me to name it. Right?
Well, oh yeah, yeah. I told you to name it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it'd be Joel again.
Wait, is that right? No, wait.
Yeah, because you
or
kept.
Did you?
No. It was you were the one who was supposed to guess it. But you were confused because you thought I said voices of versus voice of.
Oh, that's right. And I guessed Labyrinth. Fuck.
Right. Why? So, Joel, your categories, which you will have to either, disassemble the mic as well or lean forward.
Oh, this is still for recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. We always post bonus tracks to encourage people to continue to listen.
Okay.
So, extra games. The conversation before mic checks is going to go up. Checks are going to go up. So this is another game.
Yes.
Your choices. I'll bring back Danny DeVito, since I know you were debating that one.
Yeah.
Joan Cusack movies. Or I have more Inigo Montoya revenge films.
I think I'm going to have to go with Joan Cusack movies.
Joan Cusack movies.
Joanie.
Which will probably also coincide with John Cusack movies.
Somewhat.
Who's John Cusack?
You've already gone, I love her.
Joan Cusack. Yeah. John Cusack.
Is her brother.
No, who's John Cusack?
He's her brother, and he's been in he's been in a lot of really awesome teen movies. So he was in Better Off Dead.
He was the
say
one
anything.
One Crazy Summer, box. Say Anything.
Oh, yeah. Him.
Gross Point
okay,
Blank.
I'm sorry.
High Fidelity.
He's been in a
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes. But this is Joan.
16 Candles.
Okay.
So your three choices are 2000, 2003, or 2010.
Wow, I was really hoping for something in the 80s. Let's go with let's go with 2000.
2000. All right.
Yeah.
Leonard Maltin gives this Joan Cusack movie 2.5 stars. It is alternatively insightful and annoying. And is fanatically detailed. And one of the actors co-produced and co-wrote the screenplay. And it has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 names.
Oh boy. I'm going to start with the whole
13.
Yeah.
Adam, it goes to you this time. 12. 11. Back to you already.
I'm going to bump down to 8.
8.
Wow. I'll play ball. 7.
7.
I have an idea. Is this... Can I just ask a quick question? Is this a film... Are these films that Joan Cusack has a starring? Like, they
is in the cast.
She's in the cast. Yes. Okay.
She's not...
What did you say? 6?
6.
Yeah.
No,
No, I said 7.
7.
Okay, 6.
6.
I'll say 5.
5.
Name that movie.
5 names. Do you want the, do you want the review again? Or do you...
Let's do the names.
Names. All right. Your names are Bruce Springsteen, Sarah Gilbert, Natasha Gregson-Wagner, Jolene Carter, Lily Taylor. That's 5.
Everybody in the room was like, Bruce Springsteen? What the hell?
I know exactly what it's from. I thought that was a pretty good tell, actually.
I have an idea, but I don't think I have the name right. I'm going to say War Incorporated?
No. I own that movie, though. No, that is much more recent.
Okay.
Is it a romantic comedy?
Yes.
Is it, pardon, since he got it wrong, can I say one?
Go for it.
Is it Runaway Bride?
No.
Mm.
No. You want more names since they've already guessed everything?
Yeah, give me more names.
Yeah.
And you said Fanatically Detailed?
Yes.
Fanatically Detailed. 2000?
2000 and yes. And yes.
2000.
How about Tim Robbins?
I don't know who that is.
Keep going.
Joan Cusack?
Well.
Yeah, she's on the list.
Odds were good.
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Oh.
Is it Sweethearts? No. American Sweethearts?
No.
Damn it. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I heard, oh.
There's so one more name, right?
There are a couple more names. A
couple more.
Lisa Bonet?
Okay.
Catherine Jack Black?
What the hell is this movie?
What? The Holiday was...
Todd Luiso?
I didn't think it was that early, but it's School of Rock.
No.
No, it's not. No?
Even...
Although that would
though make Joan sense. Cusack...
Although no Lisa Kudrow. Or whatever you just said.
Even... I can't read Swedish names.
That's Eben okay.
Hijidi.
Move on.
And lead is John Cusack.
Huh.
Really? It's then not it American
was,
Sweethearts.
Then no. It was
John
it's
Cusack.
It's Gross Point Blank?
No.
High Fidelity.
High Fidelity.
Yeah. Okay.
Bruce Springsteen.
No. Now it makes sense. Was he in that?
Yeah. He actually has a conversation with them in his mind where it's just Bruce Springsteen playing a guitar and he essentially in his mind
so
asks
Adam
him for
got the
advice.
Point for that?
So I have never seen the entire movie.
Yeah, I said name that movie.
Oh. When I went to see it in theaters, I was... horrendously
irritated.
Sick.
And I got the...
And had to keep departing. And then I tried watching it on video at one point and kept falling asleep during it.
Oh.
And somehow I must have missed all the Bruce Springsteen sections.
It was just it was like one scene. It was just one back and forth.
Wow.
But Tim Robbins is the weird neighbor. Catherine Zeta-Jones is one of the girlfriends.
Well, and Tim Robbins dates his girlfriend.
Yeah, the
she
Swedish
in with
broad
him, yeah.
Whose name I can't pronounce. But Adam, yeah, you got that point, right?
Oh, yeah, I sure did.
So, Emily, it's your turn to pick.
Yay! Oh, happy day.
And you get Boondock Saints.
Fucker.
Oh, happy day.
Zero names.
I actually don't know any other films that they're in. I know the one real Irishman is in one film with
Billy
Selma
Connelly.
Blair, and I can't think of anything.
Okay, so other than Boondock Saints, zero names.
Yes, okay. For the record, he is Scottish.
Or...
But we're still talking about Billy Connolly.
Kids at home.
Directed by Opie. Directed by Ron Howard.
Cute. I need to think of what films he's directed, because he's done quite a few.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So what's our information here?
Boondock Saints, directed by Opie, or Zero Names.
And the Zero Names one, remind me again how that category works.
I read the entire review except for the list of the names.
So it's pretty much obvious what the movie is, but you have to guess.
It starts going around who can name the most people from the top down.
Yeah. Oh.
You get the entire review.
Yikes.
And I picked some pretty good ones. Reasonable ones, I should say.
Like, you know, I might...
It doesn't matter.
I don't know that I know enough Ron Howard films to feel confident in that category.
Then don't pick that category.
Ron Howard.
I'll do, you know, let's do Zero Names. Let's give it a try.
Yeah. Your choices are 1994. No, I'm sorry. 1987, 1994, or 2006.
Let's do 2006.
2006. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2.5 stars. Stressed out L.A. workaholic Diaz, who just split with her longtime boyfriend, impulsively decides to swap houses for Christmas. Let me finish. for Christmas with Winslet, a Brit who's trying to get over her hopeless infatuation with Sewell. So you're getting a lot of names right off the bat. Each woman moves into a dream house and meets a dream guy in this highly attractive but needlessly overlong piece of fluff. Not without its charm, but awfully contrived, written by the director. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 names, and the bidding starts at zero.
Zero.
So, zero names. Adam, it goes to you.
-1.
-1. Joel, can you name more than 2 people from the top down, or 2 people or more, I should say?
I don't know if I can do it in order. That's the part that worries me.
Do we have to do it in order?
Yes.
I'm going to say... -4.
-4.
Shit.
Can you do -5?
Took my bid.
Can you do -5?
Give me 2 seconds.
I know you called it.
I know what it is right away. It's just.
But you have to name the names to get the point.
Right.
Name that movie, Joel.
What is it? First,
it's The Holiday.
It is The Holiday.
Good job.
First name,
Cameron Diaz.
Correct. Second name,
Renee Zellweger.
No,
isn't it? Kate Winslet.
Can you keep going since you were confident about
Jack
the
Black?
No,
because he's going to be fourth.
Yes.
Oh, Russell Seward.
What?
Russell Seward.
No,
he's way down.
He's. Rufus.
It's Trainspotter.
Samuel Jackson.
No.
Okay, just give Emily the point. I want to pick a category.
No.
It's the other lead interest. It's Ewan McGregor.
No.
Ewan McGregor is not in this. You're thinking of Rufus Seward.
No, I'm not thinking. I don't know who. It's not Rufus Seward.
Kurt Russell.
No.
Tony Danza.
He's British.
I can picture what he looks like.
Jude Law.
There we go. I think Jude Law and Ewan McGregor.
I totally forgot that Cameron Diaz
reason.
Had someone in that movie.
Judy Dench.
I just kept thinking of Jack Black.
Judy Dench.
Judy Dench is not in that film.
No, it was
Dame.
Jude Law.
Dame Judy Dench.
Jude Law.
Bette Midler.
Pierce Brosnan.
Fucker.
Isn't he Scottish?
So I win
Welsh?
That point, right? Yay.
I don't know who won that point.
Because I told him to name the movie.
Wait, Pierce Brosnan.
Maggie Smith.
Damn, that's the way it works.
No, wait. It's yes. It's the disc confuses me.
But I said name that movie.
I know. I was just making sure that was right.
James Earl Jones.
All right.
Kevin Costner.
You know, it's your turn to pick a category. So
William
you can
Brian Blessed.
Morgan. I love that you guessed
Hello,
Renee Zellweger.
I'm Thank Brian you. Blessed.
Okay.
Thank you for guessing Renee Zellweger.
I just never
Adam.
Remember.
It's not that bad, actually.
Adam, it's Women. Your category yeah. choice. Fast. I will give you Halloween movies that I like. Or let me rephrase it. How about movies that I'd watch on Halloween?
Okay.
Movies I'd watch on Halloween.
Can we watch all
a very
Inigo Montoya's
Halloween.
Revenge films?
Yes.
Or Danny DeVito films?
Okay. Let's go with the Halloween category.
Halloween movies. Your choices are... 1993, 1993, or 1993.
Oh, why must you do this to me? Okay.
Because they're three really great movies, too, so it's okay.
I know they are. Let's do...
Oh, damn. Oh, have you seen the category,
Adam? It rules out my guess, which was Mamma Mia. As movies that Dan would watch on Halloween.
Dan. 1993.
Now, would that be the first, second, or third one? I'm not going to try to interpret inflection anymore. I'm not good at that.
Well, you said 1993, 1993, and 1993. So I want 1993.
The last one.
Yes.
All right. So.
Exactly.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2 stars, 93.
Do you agree or disagree?
I'd actually call the 2 fair.
Okay.
It's fair. Mm. Let's see. The doldrums set in when nifty special effects and verbal exchanges are out grabbing a smoke.
Say that again.
What?
Doldrums.
Doldrums.
So, in other words, it gets slow when the screen isn't filled with smoke.
When the nifty special effects and verbal exchanges are out grabbing a smoke.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so it's boring when nothing is happening.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Go figure.
The lead character serves this movie well, as do a few witty bits. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names.
Let's go with 8 names.
8 names. And this time it goes to Emily, because I forgot to switch that. 8 names.
It has witty bits.
Witty bits. I'm going to have to say name that movie, because I really don't know that I have any idea what this would be besides Casper.
Which you already guessed, and 2 years later.
Got that point.
So 8 names. Do you want the review again? Or just names?
Names.
I just realized that we probably shouldn't talk about the episode game while we're doing this game.
This is Saturday. This is Saturday.
This is Saturday.
We're safe. We're safe. We're safe.
Okay, never mind.
That's why this one shows up on Saturday.
Teehee. Teehee. Okay.
Teehee.
So let's get some names.
We'll see if you get this for 8. Ivan Raimi, Theodore Raimi, Patricia Tallman, Bridget Fonda, Timothy Patrick Quill, and Michael Earl Reed.
What?
Ouch.
Ha
ha.
What? I might be pronouncing this. Dave, can I get a consult on something, please?
No, just leave it.
But I could be misleading him completely by accident. How do you pronounce that last name?
Raimi.
Raimi. Okay. Oh, so, yeah.
Okay. Is it?
This is a movie I'd watch on Halloween.
Yes.
This is something that I watch every Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Okay, dude.
That does not narrow it down.
It's true, and it...
Well, yeah, that doesn't change my guess. Which is? I'm really not sure if the year is correct for this, but Army of Darkness?
It is Army of Darkness.
Yes!
Really?
Take that, Emily!
How is Bruce Campbell not one of the names?
He's number one.
Oh, yeah. You never give away the first name?
No,
unless it was from the bottom build.
It was down to 8 names, and we're going from the bottom.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Army of Darkness.
So the Raimi kids... Yeah. Were in it first. Yeah.
That was what tipped me off. Is Sam Raimi, his kids.
I thought I was going to hear an audible, like right when that came out.
Yeah, but
well, you probably did.
Dang. And I'm glad that I told you to take it, because I never would have gotten it. So
see, if the review had mentioned a boomstick, I think I would have. I would have known.
Yeah, I try to avoid the blatant.
I've never seen Army of Darkness or any of its spinoffs.
I think I'm going to have to watch this movie soon.
Army of Darkness was the spinoff.
Which that was like a nice nerdy response. And Toad was like, yeah, we all know what this movie is. And it's collection. So, Adam, you got that point.
I sure did, which means I have
2 points. 1 and 1 and 0.
No, I have 2 now.
You
because
do?
I got the first point, too.
Yeah.
What was the first point?
It was...
Joan Cusack.
It was... Yeah, you
no,
didn't get
high fidelity. We didn't guess that.
Oh, no, we didn't get high fidelity.
No,
none of us got that.
No, but I had a point at the beginning of this game.
Hmm.
Yeah, because that's what happened, because you got to name the second category.
Oh, Joel was Joel guessing, and you said name that movie?
Sure.
Yeah, you said name that movie.
Okay, so you that's yeah. right, 2 points.
I have 2 points.
2 points.
You know what?
I'm basically here to allow the
don't
two
like
of you to get points.
I made
points.
Food.
Thanks.
It doesn't.
Good but Joel, it's also, you also get to pick categories.
Okay.
Zero Names.
Yeah.
I like picking.
Boondock Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Or Revenge Films, Inigo Montoya.
I liked Zero Names. That was fun.
Movies by Opie came off the list, huh?
You can have it if you want it.
Let's do Movies by Opie.
Movies by Opie.
Opie!
I feel like maybe I'll have a shot at this.
Your choices are 1988.
Yeah.
2000.
Mm-hmm.
And 2008.
I'm going to go with 88.
88.
Which category did he pick?
Opie.
Really?
Opie.
Thank Opie.
92. 88. Okay.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars.
Is it just that he directed in or he directed and starred in?
The category is movies directed by Ron Howard.
Okay.
It has plenty of action, humor, and eye-filling special effects, though a bit intense at times for the youngsters at whom it's targeted. And there are...
Crap. Could you say it one more time, the review? Just the review.
There are 8 names, and it has plenty of action, humor, and eye-filling special effects, though a bit intense at times for the youngsters at whom it's targeted. Directed by Opie. 3 stars. 1988.
I'm not sure if that review rules out what I think it is or not.
But 8 names.
Hmm.
And
it's my turn, right?
Not until he actually says something.
Okie dokie.
I'm going to say 4 names.
4 names. Emily.
Name that movie.
4 names. Your 4 names are... Kevin Pollak, Pat Roach, Bill Barty, and Patricia Hayes.
Get it.
Shut up, you.
Do you know what it is?
Get it. No, I just don't want you to get it.
Oh. I want the point.
Billy Barty.
Oh, ouch.
Give me the names again.
Kevin Pollak,
mm-hmm.
Pat Roach, Bill Barty, and Patricia Hayes. 1988, 3 stars, plenty of action, humor, and eye-filling special effects, though it's a bit intense at times for the youngsters at whom it's targeted.
You know, I'm going to trust my instinct, which has served me not at all in this game, and I'm going to go a splash.
No. It's not Splash.
That was targeted towards kids? Mm.
Yeah.
Splash is kind of...
There's sex kids. In that movie, right?
Yeah. Well, it says so. It's not...
There's excessive making out in that movie.
Yeah.
I don't think that's...
And it says it kind of goes off point for the kids it's aimed at.
Right.
There's kind of nudity in Splash, too.
No, there isn't.
Well, there,
pseudo.
Everything's covered.
I mean, there's a lot of lady parts, but no actual
Everything's
parts.
Covered.
Well, it was Willow, just to save some time.
Oh, my God.
Willow. What is Willow?
Oh, my God.
Emily.
Fantastic fantasy adventure movie starring Val Kilmer.
I always forget that that's a Ron Howard movie.
Yeah.
Willow?
There's, yeah, Midgets.
Burgle Cut!
Midgets and Val Kilmer.
Yeah, no, I've never seen it, and I don't think I want to.
Burgle Cut!
Good times, okay.
All right, well, anyway. Moving on.
Yeah, Warwick Davis.
Yay,
was
I got the point. Got
I really am
zero.
Here to give other people points.
hey, I've been in that boat before, but you can get out of it. You do have knowledge.
2-0
Trust your feeling.
So it's two.
I mean,
two for Emily, two for Adam. Joel, you have to score.
Yeah, I'm at 0. Again.
And Adam, it's your turn.
Excellent.
So I will give you Carrot Top billing, actors with food in their names.
Ah, yes.
Mr. Bean, so Sean Bean, Sean Bean movies.
And I know who Sean Bean is now.
That's good. And Boondock Saints.
Sean Bean, Sean Bean.
If you go with Sean Bean, my guess is going to be the movie in which he is a guy who is kind of good, but kind of a dick and dies about halfway through.
Or at the very end because he's very bad.
Right.
So, sure. But maybe since Emily wants that category, I'm not going to pick that category. And I don't want Boondock Saints. What was the first one again?
Boondock Saints.
Carrot Top billing, Boondock Saints, and Mr. Bean. Sean Bean.
I feel like out of all three of us, Sean Bean would be the best case for us all.
Yeah, but he wants to win.
Okay, go for it.
That's the point of the game.
I am going to go with...
Adam, I think you should go bold, and I think you should say not just Mr. Bean, but I think you should immediately declare, like, -8. You should just say right out of the gate, Sean Bean -8.
I'm not going to do that.
No. But you're going to pick a category, I hope.
I am going to play ballsy and go with Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
Yay.
Let's see what happens with this. Your choices are 1995, 2001, or 2004.
Oh, four.
Don't look at me like that. I'm going to go with
1995.
Schmuck.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3 stars. It has slam bang action. Wow, there is not a lot to give you in this one. It has eye-popping stunts.
You know what it is, don't you?
I might.
That's really all I can give you.
You bastard.
We'll find out.
And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 names.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
I'm going to go all out. -1.
-1. Emily, it's to you.
Name that movie.
Adam?
Here we go.
This will set your record at... being the second person ever to get a -1. No, third person. You were actually the second person.
Okay. Is it GoldenEye?
It is GoldenEye.
Fuck yeah. Oh, Pierce shit. Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yes!
Can you do two?
Woo!
Neighbors.
No, I can't, but I don't have to. I mean, I could
give it
venture
give it a
guess and say Sean Bean.
It is Sean Bean.
Mm-hmm. And possibly next say...
GoldenEye?
It's a Bond movie.
I think... Is that the one with the lady who had killer crusher legs?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
That movie, I stopped watching that movie after that point as a child because I was so upset by it.
Stonicotic?
She killed that man with her legs.
Skorupko.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking of a different Bond
movie. Pretty cool.
Although GoldenEye does have...
But I
want to
see if I can get the...
Yes. She was one, two... not on the list, but...
she is in the movie. She's the Russian
singer. That's the last
singer.
Line of the review is, that's Minnie Driver as the Russian nightclub singer.
Poop. I'm so mad I lost again.
Haha. And I am undefeated tonight.
Tonight. And you broke a personal record. We still need to get somebody who gets -2 without playing the... zero names bit, though.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. That was awesome. I'm very proud.
What did
tonight.
I get -1 on?
Or did you just get 0?
Well,
no.
you guessed
I wanna,
negative. No.
I want to venture a guess as to the negative 3 on that one.
I already said it, actually.
Oh, you did? What did you say? Oh, wait.
Mini
don't
Driver.
Go, no.
No. No, no, no. Don't tell me. Maybe it was Judi Dench.
No.
Was White Bikini be Bottom guess. Girl.
Who is it?
Isabella Skorupko.
Oh, the Bond girl.
Yeah.
Sure.
No.
No?
I wasn't Famke Janssen. Wasn't she the Bond?
No.
I thought
no. She was the villainess.
She was the villainess. Okay.
Is the name Natalia next to her name?
It doesn't show. It just shows their name, like actual name.
But Natalia is the Bond girl's name.
Yeah, Isabella Skorupko.
Because I played GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And the guy who is invincible,
Boris.
Yeah.
I'm invincible.
Yeah.
Alan Cumming.
Yeah.
He was third from the bottom. Robbie Coltrane was above him, actually.
Yeah.
Judi Dench was...
Yeah. Yeah, where was Judi Dench?
She was 6th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well...
But yeah, there's 2 wins for you tonight.
Victorious.
Booyah. So thanks, everyone, for listening to this. And join us next time.
Woo!
Which... Dave, are you still down for... I was going to say, riff track.
Yeah.
What's a riff track?
It's up to Joel. I drove, but he has to work.
Ah.
Yeah.
I have to fly out at 6 a.m.
I'll have to be up bright and early. And I still have scripts to read.
Well, yeah, then we'll do it next time. Okay. Well, we'll plan officially next Tuesday after the show. Do a Riff Tracks with a Phineas and Ferb episode. And
yay, Gina. This bird girl is now officially signed up for cable and internet.
Well, good for her. Now she can come on the show and speak about stuff that she listens to and watches at the time. But yeah, so thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next time again. Thank you for listening.
Sayonara.
Ciao.
Okay, you can hit the... Yeah.
No, I just did the...